Oh, hey. Hey, Jake. What's up, man?
Oh, hey, Mike. How you doing?
Long time no haunt, huh? Because we're both ghosts.
Oh, long time no haunt indeed.
You said what I said. That was good. What are you doing, man?
Just being a demon. How about you?
Oh, you know. Just getting my ghost on.
Oh, yeah. Loving being a ghost. Loving it.
Living that life. Yeah. Get it?
Oh, living the afterlife. Absolutely. Because yeah. We're demons.
I'm so bored, though. Aren't you bored?
I am bored. Bored, man.
Maybe we should, I don't know, you want to just, like, maybe invade someone's dream or something?
Oh, yeah, maybe try to teach them a lesson?
I don't see why we shouldn't.
All right, let's do it.
Jake and Mike Adventureland!
Jake and Mike Adventureland!
Oh, Jake and Mike Adventureland!
Oh, Jake and Mike Adventureland!
Oh, Jake and Mike!
Oh, Jake and Mike!
Oh, Jake and Mike!
Oh, Jake and Mike!
Adventureland!
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 Jake and Mike!
Oh, Jake and Mike! Jake and Mike! Jake and Mike! Jake and Mike! Jake and Mike!
So, who do you want to bring into our dream world and try to teach him a lesson this week?
So many... Oh, look over there. It's my good friend, Chad Dunkerley.
Ah, sweet prince.
Yes, he's such a sweet... Let's get in there.
Yeah, let's get into his head.
No, I couldn't possibly eat anymore. Well, I guess I could eat a little more.
Chad.
Whoa.
Hey, Chad, it's Mike and Jay.
It is Mike and Jay.
Finish your panini.
It's this dream again. Good thing I laid down the plastic sheets.
This isn't a dream you've already had.
Eat your panini, Chad.
Chad, we're really here. It's me, Mike.
This isn't how this dream goes. Hey.
This is real.
Why do you guys look like that?
Well, because this is how you see us in your head.
Yes, I am a pirate.
And I am Chandler from Friends. Could I be any more of a ghost?
Arrgh, he is a ghost.
That makes sense. I always talk to myself like this in my head.
So we're here to teach you a lesson.
Are you ready to learn a lesson, Chad?
What type of lesson?
It doesn't matter.
Shut up, Chad. Don't look into it, Chad.
Lessons it is.
Lessons it is.
Prepare yourself, Chad. This will be quite an ordeal.
Sir, do you know why I pulled you over? Oops, sorry, my nip popped out of the old police shirt there.
Oh, what a hairy chest you have.
Where's your license and registration, bro? This cop's sexy as hell.
I think I can get out of the ticket. Just let me handle this.
Okay, I'll let you handle it.
Hey.
Sorry, I was just licking my DSL. That's what I call my lips. My dick-sucking lips.
Funny you say that. That's what I also called them, and my friend said it as well.
Hey there.
Oh, who's your friend? He looks hot. Oop, my nips popped out again. Let me put those back in the old shirt.
Those are really long nips.
Oh, his nips are long like pencils.
Oh, yeah. These are some long nipples.
He's going to use his nipples to write me a ticket.
Not to stop this talk, but why did you pull me over?
You were going 55 and a 31.
I mean, I like it fast.
Damn it. I always miss the 31 mile per hour signs.
Yeah.
I should have warned you, Chad. This is my fault. I blame myself. Take me away, officer.
Yeah, take him away.
Maybe if he wants to be taken, if he wants to put his hands into my hairy handcuffs.
Do it. I don't need another ticket. Do it.
I'm fine. Here.
It's my vagina.
Oh, it is?
Yep.
Oh, you're a lady?
I'm a bit of both.
Oh, my God. I thought you were a guy this whole time. I was questioning my sexuality.
No need.
You're so fucking sexy.
You're sexy. This is a sexy car right here.
How about you get in, officer?
I'm sorry?
How about I get in, officer?
You know what? This is absolutely inappropriate. Sir, license and registration, please.
I'm sorry. I thought that
I don't want to be a piece of meat.
Yeah, no.
Sir,
no.
Other sir, shut the fuck up.
Okay.
Sir, license and registration, please.
Hey, settle down, cunt.
Oh, whoa. Mike, what are you doing?
Who said that?
What are you doing? Hey. Hey, don't worry about it. Right here.
Yo, this cop's a bitch, bro.
Whoa.
Hey, who said that? Who's saying these?
You are.
I'm going to throw a bag of drugs
in his lap. That's it.
He's a bag of drugs in my friend's lap.
All right, out of the car, you. What's your name?
Malcolm McDowell.
All right, I'm going to hit you with my club here.
Oh, that was not a club.
My kidneys.
That looks like a giant dildo.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, well, it's cheap.
Are you putting in my ass? Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
This lady's.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Okay. All right. All right, boys. Hey, it's over. It's over, you.
Oh.
I'm going to let you go with a warning.
All right.
All right. Whoa! Put down my gun.
No.
Don't do anything.
I'm going to fire a warning shot. Pow!
Oh, no, you hit a plane.
Whoa.
Oh, great. It crashed into the Stratosphere Hotel.
I got the gun. I got the gun now. I got the gun now.
He took the gun from me.
I'm tired of you. You're a terrible friend.
My heart.
All right, I'm going to have to arrest you.
Officer, you saw this happen.
I did, of course.
You didn't see anything. I used the muzzle flash to blind you.
Dying and I'm blind. It's a nightmare.
Did you shoot me?
No. I just used the muzzle flash to blind you. So you couldn't see anything.
That seems like a ridiculous way to blind someone.
This guy's an expert.
All right, fair enough.
Special forces training.
Are you planning on leaving? Because I'm not that blind.
I'm tickling
anymore.
Him. I'm tickling him. I'm tickling this sexy cop. I'm tickling him.
In the left corner. This isn't a weigh-in. This is a boxing match. We have 127 pounds of
boo!
Lean bone.
Oh, bantamweight. Boo. This is going to be a boring fight.
We call him Dr. Skellamonger. Oh. Dr. Skellamonger.
Boo.
Boo.
I hate this.
And in this corner, 175 pounds of pure muscle. Oh, and
this is a
200 pounds of extra muscle, just in case.
No.
We have Doc'em Apocalypse.
Doc'em Apocalypse. Here I am, Dr. Skeletor.
All right, okay. Dr. Skellamonger, Doc Apocalypse.
Said your name wrong on purpose. As
I see
respect.
How they put this fight together. The doctors will finally meet in the ring.
I want a good, clean match between you doctors.
Hey,
okay.
I'm calling in my diagnosis of pain.
I'm a skeleton.
I'm going to hurt your bones.
We'll see about that.
I don't want any low blows, any high blows. I don't want you to use your arms.
Uh-huh.
This is a bites-only match.
Oh, no.
5, 4, 3,
what?
Two,
this is
and box.
Straight for the toes. I'm going straight for the toes.
Ow. Ooh, you're nibbling on my toes.
A little bit of tongue.
What is happening?
Throwing them off his game.
Lower the electric cage.
It's so slippery. It's so slippery.
Boo. Boo. I'm everyone that would be watching this. Boo.
Release the bees.
I'm allergic. I'm allergic.
4 hours later, I, the president of the Boxing Commission, have to personally apologize for what happened in the ring tonight.
And then I bust in the ring, push him on the ground. You can't stop this boxing match.
That's enough. What's your name? Dr. Mondo or something?
Mock Apocalypse.
Doc Apocalypse.
Doc Apocalypse. Ooh, that's actually a pretty good name. I like
Commissioner,
that.
Commissioner. Johnny Tribune from the Chicago Tribune.
Oh, what a coincidence that you ended up working there.
I have a question for you.
Sure.
Fuck you.
Oh, you didn't have a question. Get him out of here.
Commissioner, gotcha. Another question right here.
Oh, you have a question?
Johnny Silverhair.
Johnny Silver. Oh, from the Silver State Gazette?
Yep. We have met before. I'm glad you remember me. Thank you, sir. It's an honor.
Oh, boo-hoo.
Just a quick question. Yeah. Just a quick question.
Love
How'd that thing
people.
Go with your wife cheating on you?
Oh, okay. Get him out of here. Get Johnny Tribune out of here, useless piece of shit. All right. Obviously, I killed my wife. We all know that, but I got away with it.
Newsflash.
No, don't write that down. I was obviously being sarcastic.
Hold on.
This is how I'm sarcastic. I obviously want you to keep
question,
writing.
Question.
Okay.
This is Matty Matson.
Okay, fair enough. So what?
Let me pull my card out of the brim of my hat here.
Okay, good.
You said you killed your wife.
Yeah, well, I was
we got it here. He killed his wife, everybody. He just said it.
Sarcastically.
Scratch that. No sarcasm. He just said it.
Anyway,
I'm really
sorry about the electric cage and the man who died tonight by the bees.
One more question. Philip Gazette from the Sun Post.
Okay. All right, good.
What's up?
Chicken
butt.
That was Johnny Tribune. I saw him.
We've got
a mustache on.
We've got another jokester in here. Get him out of here. Why can't security handle all these jokesters?
And they keep falling through trap doors.
Head of security, Chad Dunkerley.
Ye good. I'm here.
Okay.
What do you need, commission?
Not what I expect you to sound like.
I'm there to security.
Fair
I'm
enough.
Here, commission, what do you need?
What is happening out there? It's getting ridiculous.
The trapdoor is full. You've thrown three
No, I'm not worried about
there.
The trapdoor.
Oh, okay.
Fact, well, I'm a little worried that we even have a trapdoor.
I oiled it.
Okay. Well, oil it up. I mean, we need people to slide right down that thing. Oh, hold on. I got a phone call. Hello.
Yes, it's the commissioner of wrestling.
Oh, I'm not going to combine sports.
Click.
Stupid commissioner of wrestling.
You want me to go pay him a visit, commish?
Yeah, I want you to go do what you do best.
I'll take him a box of tea.
All right. Well, you know, you have some unorthodox methods out of security.
Later, at the commissioner of wrestling's house.
Ding dong.
Hey, commish, got oh, that hey. Chamomile tea you love so much.
Oh, I love this tea.
And I punched you through the box.
It was a trick. Did that guy punch you through the box again?
Shut up, bitch.
Don't call the commish no more.
Okay. Fair enough.
Hi, welcome to Subway. I'm going to make whatever sandwich you want, obviously. We've got white bread, wheat bread.
Yeah, can I get a silk on rye?
Yeah, the $5 foot long, or you want to do a 6-inch for $4?
Yeah, can I just get a silk on rye?
I'm sorry. I see how I was aggressive there. I apologize. I'm just going to make that. Mayo mustard?
Oh, my God.
Hey, man, is this guy giving you trouble? I'm the manager. Is this guy giving you trouble?
No, I'm not. Complain about what was your name? What's your employee number?
My employee number is 5.
It's employee 5, sir.
Employee 5.
I'm one of the first people who ever worked for Subway.
Can you explain the situation for me?
I asked for a silk on rye, and he's like, oh.
I just wanted to know what size he wanted, sir.
Listen, this is what I've been dealing
with. And then I asked if he wanted mayo mustard.
Employee 5, silk on rye only comes foot long, and how many times do I have to tell you that? Customer's always right. Now give him your entire paycheck.
Hold on, I'm gonna wash my hands of employee 5. Someone bring me a washcloth.
Oh, here you go, sir.
Oh, thank you. See this 5?
See, you're washing your hands of me.
I'm gonna give you another chance. 5, you use this next customer as
were
your next
you seriously
chance.
Considering firing me over this?
I have to keep face in front of the customers.
Okay? Oh, I apologize. Okay. They're always right. Okay. Hi, welcome to Subway, where we can get you any type of sandwich you want.
I heard you guys make a mean silk on rye.
Absolutely, we do. We have silk on rye, foot long on rye, obviously. Mayo mustard?
Oh, my God. I read on the Yelp that this is going to happen, but I came here anyway. I'm the only one to blame. I can only blame myself. Is there a manager here?
Excuse me. Is there a problem? Is there?
Yeah,
do you
asked
mind if I ask you a quick
five?
Question? What is it that's offending you so bad about the situation? Because I would love to correct it.
Please tell me the manager, not employee 5. He has no authority.
Oh, employee 5. It's employee 5's cadence. He asked me like I'm supposed to be impressed by mayo mustard.
Employee 5, okay, let's try this.
I'm going to order a sandwich.
Let's try this with me.
And we're going to keep the customer here.
I'll judge.
Can I point out that I'm really embarrassed right now?
I'm going to judge you on
a
grade.
Can I point out that you're this close to being fired if you don't do what I say?
Yeah. Man, in this economy, I'm going to have to put up with this.
I've been waiting in line for a half an hour.
Shut it up back there.
All right. I'm here at Subway. What can I order?
Oh, you can order tons of different sandwiches. We have a menu.
Order a silk on rye.
Don't listen. Let's just do whatever you want. You can do meatball. People love the meatball here. You can get oven roasted chicken breast.
Okay, I'm gonna stop you here. He's right about your cadence.
Okay.
It's helpful, but a little snippy.
Is it
snippy? That's the word I was looking for.
It's a little snippy.
Hey, can I have a silk on rye? And you're like, yeah, mayo mustard.
And since we're here in the Middle East, I'm cutting off your left hand.
Oh, God damn it. All right. Well, I'll continue to work here. If that's fine with you, of course. You
well,
are the manager.
You were punishing you. Yeah. So it's
fine. No, there's a woman. Let's stone her to death. There we go. Now we're really in the Middle East.
Oh, she was pregnant. This mess is going to take forever to clean up.
Employee 5, clean up the lady.
Oh, I know how to clean up a woman's corpse. I live in the Middle East.
All right, can I get some help here,
hard
please?
To do with only one hand. Oh.
Excuse me, can I get some help here, please?
Does that man not have a beard?
Oh, all right.
No, I do.
Oh,
it's under my scarf. It's just so cold. Brr.
It's never cold in the Middle East.
Is that a silk scarf?
Yeah.
No wonder we couldn't make silks on rye.
No one else?
Middle Eastern Subway TV show will be back in just a few minutes. So the reason...
Yes, doctor?
Okay, yes.
Didn't mean to cut you off there, doc. What's the news? I'm dying to hear it.
It's about
If you could just get to the point, I'm in a hurry.
It's about your 2's baby.
What about our first baby?
Totally normal.
Okay, and our twos, baby?
Your second baby?
Is it obtuse?
Yeah, is it obtuse?
There's something wrong with it, if that's what you're asking, yes.
What does it have, 30
what
feet?
What happened to her?
Does
it
have
a her?
Does it have toes?
It does have toes.
Oh, God,
is
it can
10?
Be a swimmer. It can be a swimmer like we
oh,
wanted it to, honey.
I was a swimmer.
I know, that's why.
There aren't many swimmers that are born dead, because it's going to be a dead baby.
Alicia float. One she'll float. She
no,
could be a floater, not a
no,
swimmer.
No, well, one twin you're going to have to give birth to dead, so just so you know that.
What normally happens when this is a predicament?
So
well, first off, the doctor is very aggressive about it. That's always a big thing, and what you're going to have to do is I pray to God that it doesn't somehow kill the other baby in there, because that's very
can
possible.
Can it do that? Is can it I, still alive?
Should I want...
Put, should I put weapons in my uterus for the baby to defend itself?
I
is
swear
it
to God, I was just going to... yes, I want you to try to put a weapon in there for it to kill the other baby.
Does it need to be sterile?
I don't see why.
Here, doctor, take this rusty baby knife.
All right, let's put
I
it...
I want it. It's my wife's.
Let's
it's
put it up your vagina.
Some type of anesthetic?
No, but
no,
you,
no, shut up.
Would you please spread your pussy open so we can put this rusty blade up there? Well, that was easy. Okay. Hopefully your baby now is
did
fighting.
Did you put the rusty knife up there?
Yes.
Okay.
Hopefully.
She can't feel much. I have such a fat cock.
Oh, let me see it. Ooh, very nice.
Oh, that's just the first. It's folded in half. Let me unfold the second half.
Oh, well, now it seems like a grotesque abnormality at this point.
I always go one step too far.
Yeah, why don't you put your dick away?
All right.
All right. Now we're going to use this listening equipment and we're going to hear what's going on inside there. Hopefully the baby has got the weapon and it's doing something.
Come on, bro. This is not cool. Just put it down. Just put the rusty knife down, dead bro.
Yeah, I'll do whatever I feel like.
Come on, bro. Just because you're dead doesn't mean that we can't get along in the womb.
I'll do whatever I want, you
well,
know?
You thought it was twins. It's triplets.
Who are you?
Oh, my God. There's the third baby.
It's triplets.
What?
My brother. Oh, you really are uncontrollable.
Oh, no. We're being healed, though. All of our cells, they're regenerating.
Honey, are you hearing this?
All right. Calm down, ma'am. Obviously.
Our stem cells are regenerating us. It's okay.
Okay, so one of the baby's stem cells are regenerating.
Good.
That's good.
Good. Good, 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 good.
I want to recommend that we take the other babies out and immediately harvest their stem cells to power this robot.
Oh, no. Frankenstein's loose in the hospital.
Hold on. We need to get some stem cells. Ma'am, I need your babies. Well, Frankenstein. Now he's going to need a lot of stem cells. So calm down. Ma'am, rip your baby out of your vagina.
I'll do it.
Oh, very
that's
nice.
That's the dead one, right?
Crack it open. Get some stem cells out of there.
Let me just bang it against the table.
Okay. There we go. That's how that works.
All right. So what? Do I just rub them on my face?
No.
Oh, no.
Oh, I look younger already. Honey. Now you're younger, but Frankenstein's still upset.
You need another baby?
Wait a minute. Maybe it's just because no one's ever really listened to Frankenstein. Here, Frank, whisper something in my ear. What? Let me come a little closer to you, Frank.
What's up, man?
Not much. What is there? Why are you so upset all the time?
Oh, man, you don't even get me started. Today's not been a good day.
What happened today, besides me shooting you with my shotgun?
Well, I was at this Subway, and it wouldn't give me a silk on rye.
You're kidding.
No, I'm serious.
Would they not give it to you, or were you just very difficult while you were ordering it?
It was all the employee. He had this cadence about him.
Right. Hey, look at that painting on the wall.
Okay.
Stab you in the back of the head. I have no patience for monsters!
Hey, what's going on, Frankenstein? It's the creature from the Black Lagoon.
Oh, great. The creature from the Black Lagoon's here.
I see you got a knife in your head. That's gotta suck.
Creature from the Black Lagoon, can't you tell that someone's been killed?
Yeah, Frankenstein's clearly dead.
I thought he was made out of dead people.
Did you? Well, yeah, that's true. I didn't. Okay, sure. So maybe he's still alive in a weird way.
I'll use my lightning powers to bring him back to life.
I don't think you have that.
CFBL has lightning powers?
I don't know if this is true. I don't know if this is canon on you, Creature from the Black
Lagoon.
Hold
on. Let me check it on Wikipedia.
Everyone waiting.
Editing Wikipedia as we speak.
Don't stop editing Wikipedia.
No.
Editing
yep, he has it.
Oh,
he has it.
What else does he have?
Lightning powers. Lightning powers?
Big scaly dick.
Big scaly dick.
A lot of people in this reality are concerned with how big their dicks are.
Yeah,
a lot of people
yeah.
in every reality are.
Every reality.
Good point.
Ball realities, apparently.
I have three eyes.
Three eyes.
They can all shoot laser beams.
Laser beam eyes.
I'm married to this lady in the hospital with a rusty knife in her uterus.
Apparently, he's married to my wife.
Oh.
Hey, sweetie, come with me.
Well, I have been thinking about being gay. I better experiment.
Go for it.
Frankenstein gay as well.
Oh, Frankenstein still. Oh, they're making out right now.
I'm going to blow him.
Go for it. Hey, I'm the wolf man. Does somebody want to blow the wolf
I'll
man?
I'll blow you.
Chad.
Hey, guys.
Did you learn a lesson today, Chad? Did we teach you something with these dreams?
Did you take anything away from the series of dreams?
I stole some things, but none of them were a lesson.
You didn't learn a lesson
today? You learned nothing?
No lessons.
Well, then 100 years of nightmares for you!
I cast you to the Shadow Realm!
100 years of nightmares for you!
Shadow Realm!
Being a demon.
Yeah. Who haven't we? It'd be easier to find out who we haven't cast in the Shadow Realm because there's so many.
That's true.
I started my statement, skipped space, and then I just jumped into the end of the statement.
Good. Wait a minute.
What?
Mike, I have a feeling that we're being listened to or watched in this moment.
Oh, you mean by the Order?
I think the Order is listening to us as we speak. If you are hearing this, Order, remember, you must alert everyone that the eagle flies at midnight.
The eagle flies at midnight.
The eagle flies at midnight.
If you do this, other members of the Order will know who you are.
They will be able to find you.
Welcome to the Order, my friend.